This is Bob Sugarman.
And Sally Sugarman.
And welcome back to Theater Talk.
Last Friday, we had the opportunity to attend an open rehearsal of Cabaret, the Oldcastle musical that opens this Friday and runs through August 2nd. We saw the cast rehearse one song, and on the basis of that, we know this is going to be a spectacular production. Our guests today are the show's director, Frank Latson, who directed last year's wonderful Oldcastle production of My Fair Lady, and three cast members, Jenny Engel, Steve Parmeter, and Wynn Harmon. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you here.
Jenny, you win. How should we pronounce your name?
Angel, actually.
Angel?
Yes.
Jenny Angel, who plays Sally. I'm sorry, Jenny.
That's quite all right.
You're an angel to accept the fact that I missed. Okay. Well, anyway, we want to talk to you. Frank, it's great to have you back. As Cabaret has been done and redone on stage and in film, songs have come and gone. How did you decide which songs to include in this production?
Well, really, we haven't added anything. We are taking the 1998 production. That's the script we're using, and we're using it basically as we got it. So I didn't make any decisions at all about the songs, except where, in fact, they were being done in the show.
So, okay. So for all of you, how are rehearsals going? As I said, we loved what we saw. Jenny?
It's been great. I'm just out of college, so it's a really fast rehearsal process for me, but it's been really great, yeah.
And
Very exciting. We got to rehearse with the orchestra yesterday for the first time, which was amazing. And our first run-through was yesterday, and we have this week to polish, and it's going to be a really great show, and Frank's doing amazing work pulling it together for us.
Okay, and Wynn, how has it been going for you?
Really well. I think what I realized yesterday is when the audience comes into the theater, hopefully they will experience a little bit what Cliff experiences as he, as an American, goes into the world of 1930s Berlin. Because you come into this club, and then all you get to see the show, and then you also go behind the scenes and meet all the people, all the cast members. So it's really fun.
And Frank, from your point of view as director.
Oh, gosh.
Don't be modest.
It's going to be a fantastic show. From the first day of rehearsal, I did not cast almost anybody in the show, but most of the people who are in the show, most of the actors had worked with Tim Howard at one time or another.
Tim is the musical
and
director.
Tim is the musical director, and he taught in Wisconsin for a while, and he taught at Marymount Manhattan. And so when you look at bios in the program, almost everybody came from a program that Tim had his hand in. And so Tim knew everybody, and I trust Tim implicitly. So when I came, I was thrilled to see the talent that we have and how well cast they are. And so it's going to be fabulous.
Frank, you've done lots of musicals. Have you done Cabaret before?
I have never done Cabaret before. I don't know why it wasn't one that I ever thought I would do. So when Oldcastle decided to do Cabaret this year and offered it to me, I didn't hesitate. I jumped on it. So,
well, when we went to the rehearsal of the one number, and Ron Roy had choreographed it, and we've seen him do rather, traditional work and traditional shows, and suddenly there was this wild Bob Fosse-ish kind of thing, and I thought, boy, Ron, you have aspects I never suspected. It was
really he's really worked hard with all of the actors, and one of the things we said over and over and over and over again was, I'm afraid, Eric, this year you're going to need to import actors because we need dancers. Ron came into this knowing that he was going to have to do dance, and we're not going to get dance if we don't have dancers. So
the four you have are quite remarkable.
Well, they are. They're amazing. And they all come
and
from
very
strong programs.
Group.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Jenny, you'll be playing Sally Bowles. Tell us something about her.
Well, she's a very interesting character because when you first see her, she seems very confident and carefree. But as the show unravels, she has all these insecurities that come through. You know, she works at this nightclub, and she just kind of tries to get through life by staying with different men and stuff. But towards the end of the show, she actually really does fall in love with Cliff, and it's really interesting to see her journey.
Well, Steve, you're going to be playing Cliff. Tell us about him and about her and about his journey.
Well, you know, he's a novelist and trying to find inspiration for his next project. And he's been touring Europe, and he's in for a surprise. He, you know, between Sally and the politics of Germany, he has a great time and a very dramatic ride during the show.
And when?
Well, I play Herr Schultz, and he's a lovely man. I think as the country of Germany gets swept up into the rise of the Nazis, and a lot of dangerous and frightening things are happening, he's sort of the voice of goodness and loyalty, and he's a German as well. He just is a different type of German who's not involved in that. So he's a lovely person who brings, I think, a sweetness and a kind of gentleness to the story.
Well, Jack Guilford played the part originally, and that kind of says it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he was such a sweet actor.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, what are some of the particular challenges that you found in playing cabaret? I mean, you've done all of you. You've done now. You and have done a lot of different musicals. What are some of the challenges that cabaret offer?
Well, it's funny because first of all, we were all listening yesterday with the orchestra, like Steve was saying, and it's really about surrendering to the story. A lot of work has gone into it. All the songs, you're like, that's the perfect song to express this. That sounds exactly like a song from the period. So I think the more you kind of give over to the story and surrender to it, the better it is. It's not really, you know, that's the challenge. It's just go with what's already there, I think.
Well, we're fans of Candor and Ebb, and their edgy music just works in these kind of edgy situations, as in this show or Chicago, or last summer we saw The Visit, which is now on Broadway, when it was here in Williamstown. And how is it performing that music? It doesn't like anybody else's.
Sally? Jenny?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, for me personally, I think the biggest challenge with it is there are a couple of numbers that I have to dance through as well as sing. But yeah, I mean, I think it's really, as like Wynn said, like I think the music really reflects the story and the time period really well.
We're going to have to take a quick break for a word from our sponsor, but we'll be right back.